What if you got a lamp but refused to use the cord and plug? It sounds silly, right? Well, that is what it's like when you refuse to listen to your intuition or you disregard your inner knowing. On today's show, we are going to explore the question of why use your intuition.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom? And to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Hello. Let me ask you this first, before we dig into our topic today of why listen to your intuition. Do you know how to recognize your intuition? Well, I have got a free resource you can download right now that will break it down for you. Head over to the show notes to get it. Don't waste one more second of your life being confused about whether or not it is your intuition speaking. By the end of this episode, you hopefully will be fired up about the importance of your intuition. So I wanted to let you know ahead of time, I've got you. This resource can be yours right now. I'll put a link in the show notes. Why listen to your intuition? I saw this meme once that had a picture of a toddler walking, toddling, while holding the hand of an adult. This meme said something like, if we taught our children how to walk at school, it would be 1.5 generations before people thought that learning to walk could only be taught at school. Isn't that interesting? So, listen to this. What if in life and at school, despite having two arms, you were taught only to use one arm? Even though you had two healthy arms and hands hanging by your sides, when you went to school, or even when you saw your parents moving around because they also went to one-armed school, you only ever saw people using their right arm. Because humans learn by emulating, and certainly by repetition. I feel pretty certain that if someone repeated to you over and over and over again, your left hand is no good, or don't use that left hand. It is bad to do so. That left hand is dangerous. You'll be in trouble. You'll be ostracized. or even just, that's not how we do it. Even if the use of the left arm and hand were left out of the equation just by complete omission, it would have an effect on you, guaranteed. You know what would be uber likely to happen? Of course, you would stop using your left hand, even though that hand was totally capable and those fingers could pick up things. And that arm could lift things. If you were taught that this arm and hand were not necessary, or you never saw anyone using it, it would be a rare person who would think, well, wait, what if I tried to use this? This, my friend, is the perfect analogy for your intuition. If you have been an Own Your Intuition show listener for a while, you will have heard me mention the work of Dr. Lisa Miller. She's a scientist who has proven that humans, all humans, are hardwired to intuition. We are all hardwired. That means it is one of few factory settings. Like it comes at birth to know things that are beyond our five senses to know. She says, even a tiny baby comes as a knower. And yet, for most of us, for most of our lives, we have been taught to ignore this, either by omission. No one around us was using their left arm for years or talking about intuition or inner knowing. Or by design, we were actively encouraged to ignore information that was beyond our intellect or reason, depending on your family and what their views on it were and or society's norms. The thing is, you do have a left arm, which you know is the stand-in for intuition in this analogy. And we can, I believe, even logically conclude that if it is factory installed, we were meant to use it. It is somehow intrinsic to our raison d'être, our reason for being. Like a lamp comes with certain parts. When you take the lamp out of the package, you're not like, let's not use this cord. Let's just ignore that. I think this lamp would just be far better if that cord was not attached to it or we used that. No, even if this is your first time seeing a lamp, you might rightly conclude that whatever pieces came with it were somehow necessary, vital even, to its functioning. If humans are hardwired to intuitive and mystic knowing, one might accurately conclude that these qualities are essential. In fact, in her research, Dr. Lisa Miller found that, in her words, a strong spiritual core stabilizes the wheel of the whole person. That's simply what the science says. Whether we are talking about resilience against mental health, addiction and depression, or the character strengths and virtues, optimism, grit, forgiveness, relational values. One of my other favorite quotes of Dr. Miller is this. She says, at the inner table of human knowing, we are wired with an intuitive, a mystic, a skeptic, alongside a logician and an empiricist. Every single one of us has an internal capacity for multiple forms of knowing, including logic, empiricism, as well as intuition and mystical knowing, and of course, the skeptic. 80 to 90% of the time, It is socialized out of us through mainstream education. What happens in K through 12 education, she says, is that the logician and the empiricist are invited to the table, the inner table of human knowing, but the mystic and the intuitive are left out. So much so that the table is unbalanced in that there is the prime, most powerful job of all that is given to the skeptic, who is the bouncer at the door. So by the time we graduate from K through 12, we have a skeptic as the bouncer at the door, and at the grand table of knowing, the two poobahs are the logician and the empiricist. So much so that knowing through deep intuition, knowing through mystical experiences, knowing through synchronicity, are wiped off the table as highbrow forms of knowing. And that is to our detriment, she says. And that is tremendously to our detriment. We are playing with half a brain, and yet they are our capacities because they are our birthright, to which we all have access if we say yes. Those were Dr. Lisa Miller's words, my favorite quote of hers. So you see, I'm coming back to this schooling meme and the one-handed school analogy. Okay, so you can ask my husband. I've always had this innate dislike of public school. I went to public school, and I don't have any traumatic experiences from school. I had friends. I did well in school. And yet, as soon as I left school, left college, mind you, because I was raised in a 17-year of schooling program. It was elementary school, junior high school, and then college. That's what you did. And I understand this is and was a privilege. But I feel like, ordinary as it was, my schooling years, and diplomaed though I became, this 17 years of schooling left a bad taste in my mouth. I've often thought that it was likely because of who I am. I mean, I'm a psychic by trade. So I had to spend several years unwinding from my education in order to find and be able to hear and listen again to what was important to me. I had to rediscover, as it were, how essential my inner knowing, my innate mystic knowing, the sense that was guiding me very specifically to my best life, as is your intuition, the sense that is guiding you with very specific instructions to your best life. It is your factory-installed soul's guidance system. I had to learn to listen to mine again and to understand its importance after spending 20-some years in the right arm only school and lanes of life. It's probably part of the reason why I'm so passionate about helping others listen to their own inner knowing. Why I'm always preaching, you want this. Trust me, you want this. It makes everything better. I always had this internal sense that public school took something from me. And I know this isn't everyone's journey. I'm just describing my own. And I could articulate this. I described it to my husband many times. But it wasn't until I heard the work of Dr. Lisa Miller, where she described so perfectly in the quote that I mentioned, that I heard it articulated outside of myself, this sense of what I lost. To me, it felt like I had something. I had this innate knowing. I had this access to senses and information and knowing beyond what I could see, hear, smell, touch, reason out. And yet, being in one-armed school and life taught me to just completely ignore it, that those senses were not relevant somehow, that I should just ignore the cord on the lamp. When it turns out, even according to science, which is founded on reason and empirical evidence, our spiritual link, access to it, reliance upon our mystic knowing, is the cord that plugs us into Source and allows us to illuminate. It's also one of the most useful things for resiliency and positive mental health, including in fighting depression. I come again to the factory installation. I know I am having a lot of analogies and metaphors here. It's not an accident that there is a plug included. Our mystic knowing, our connection to the beyond, understanding and opportunities through synchronicities, that is all innate to us. I had a student once who said, upon the completion interview of her Own Your Intuition class with me, something I have not ever forgotten. It is one of my all-time favorite quotes about my work. She said, "I feel like I have been re-given access to something essential, something that we have forgotten." We've forgotten about the time when synchronicities pointed the way. That's how we knew the way. When we understood, we were in contact with nature, with life itself, with divine source. We've forgotten we were and are a part of this source. We've forgotten about when we valued our own intuition so much, our inner knowing so much, that we would tune into it to see what was there regularly, and certainly when we needed it for insight or decision making. We weren't making lists in a ledger, pros and cons. We were looking for internal and divine guidance, the knowing we were and are born with. So, why is intuition important? Why listen to it? Well, obviously you heard what I just said about a spiritual connection being vital to well-being. However your connection to spirit looks for you, you get to define that. In fact, Dr. Lisa Miller also says that sharing this understanding with your children is one of the most essential things you can give to your children for their future success. She has a lot of interesting things to say about this, and I will link my favorite podcast with her and some of her books in the show notes. She has a book called The Spiritual Child, but also it's factory installed. It's there for a reason. Furthermore, the magical thing about your inner knowing, your intuition, which I really feel is the map of your soul's time on earth and beyond, is that it is directly tuned to you. You get the information that you most need to know in any moment. Your neighbor gets the information that she most needs to know. Let me give you a recent example. I was just in Bali for 6 weeks with my family. Before I left the States, I had been feeling like I wanted to check into human design, specifically human design for my business. I am keen on having my work seamlessly align with who I am and my aspirations for myself and my family. And I had been getting this message, this hit, that the human design would be useful. Looking into my human design would be useful. I couldn't make the appointment happen before we left for the States. I just didn't have time. I thought, well, I'll just do it while I'm in Bali. But the time difference was huge, and it seemed a bit cumbersome to work it out. So we were nearing the end of our trip and the timing just hadn't aligned yet. So I considered just scheduling something for when I got back in the States. But every time I thought of it, every time I checked in with myself, I thought, no, I need to do this while I'm here, while I am in Bali. The message was very clear. So just a few days before we left, I was able to schedule a session with this woman, Asha, who is the person that I had intended to go to. Because I had been getting this very clear message that I really needed to do it for some reason while I was in Bali, I made it happen. I had really not that much time left, and so I ended up doing it on a day in which had been a really long travel day for us. We were coming back from the Gili Islands, and we had been on this kind of crazy boat ride for 4 hours and had been in a car for hours and done all these things. Nevertheless, I scheduled the session in the evening, like 9 o'clock at night because of the time difference, because again, when I checked in again and again, I kept getting this message that I need to do this while I am Bali for some unknown reason. During our session, what came up was that Asha had this deep connection with Balinese spiritual traditions, traditions which are familiar to me because of my own spiritual training. She sometimes takes people, Asha does, on retreat to Bali to be in ceremony in sacred places in that country. So she asked me, do you want me to contact my team and set something up for you before you leave Bali? In response, I got the heck yes answer in my body. I also finally knew why it had been so important for me to do my session with her before I left the country. So what ended up happening is that the day before we left Bali, I got to spend the day in my own personal healing and spiritual ceremony retreat. Another funny thing about this whole thing is that in my mind's eye, days and days before this all came about, I kept seeing that during our last full day in Bali, I would be on retreat. I didn't really know what it meant. I thought, well, maybe I'm going to go or will go to one of the spas that I know about. I don't know. But I kept seeing this image in my mind that indicated that that's what I would be doing on the Tuesday before we left. And that is what was important for me to do. So you can imagine when the timing serendipitously and with little or no effort on my part aligned for me to spend that Tuesday in ceremony and with healers, I was not surprised. My inner knowing had clearly shown me the way. My husband's inner knowing did not show him this path. Likewise, my children were not inclined in this direction. Only my inner knowing told me this because the situation and experience was for me alone. Do you get what I mean here? Inner knowing is precise. It's useful and relevant to your life, even when it comes in little snatches of images that flit through your mind and not a brochure or something tangible you can hold in your hands or observe physically. It's meaningful and useful for you. Mine led me to a completely magical experience in a country whose spirituality is woven thoroughly through and through everyday experience, just prior to my returning to the States. It was like a little boosted send-off for me and my life and what is to come. So maybe you and I were sent to one-handed school. Maybe we were taught to see in black and white, when the world is really technicolor. Maybe we were taught that only certain angles were important, when actually we have access to a 360-degree view and then some world. And we, each of us, are both right in the center and connected to all that is. Even if many have forgotten, it does not mean it is wise to continue to ignore the good and useful, and I'll remind you again, factory installed, scientifically proven, intuitive and mystic senses that we have. You are hardwired to source. You are hardwired to intuitive information and knowledge that is beyond your five senses. You have access to mystical knowing. It is your birthright. You were born a knower. You can have a rich life that is full and satisfying, and your intuition, which you were born with, is the internal map you have guiding you to just what is perfect and satisfying for you. Does that seem like something you want to ignore? Go ahead and plug in that lamp. The whole world is going to get so much brighter and friendlier. It's time to turn on your lamp. With great love, I'll see you soon. If you want help turning on your lamp, that is literally what I do. I actually have a whole program in which you can join other luminous beings who are turning on their lamps and learning which internal buttons to turn to brighten things for the moments when they need it or when the world needs it. It's called My Own Your Intuition program. I will put a link in the show notes. We gather every new and full moon, and you will be joining us just in time. This is Aimé Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.